everyone. Welcome back to the Bellas Podcast.
Yes, welcome back. This episode, by popular demand, we have a very special guest. Our brother, brother Bella, JJ, is here.
Can't wait. And plus, someone else is back. My husband, WWE superstar Daniel Bryan, is here to host a hilarious edition of everyone's favorite game show,
Bella Brains. All right, here we go.
Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I'm Bri.
And I'm Nicole, and this is the Bellas Podcast.
And we're super excited because this is a family edition where we have our brother JJ opening up how it is to film for Total Bellas and pretty much to be our brother.
That is right. I mean, not only is the show officially coming back, but I can't wait to hear JJ's perspective on it.
I know. Either can I. So you know what? Now that we're talking about it, I think it's time to open up.
That's right. Let's pop that bottle.
All right, so today we're opening up a bottle of Absolute Juice.
Yes, and it's kind of sad because it's our last week of our Absolute sponsorship, and I am going to have to say, like, I'm going to miss it.
I know, I've actually been just loving my Apple Absolute Juice.
I know, and I'm still addicted to my strawberry. I mean, I'm sipping this stuff straight.
I know, it's like paradise is leaving us.
Oh, summertime is leaving my mouth.
Ugh, so sad, but something that's going to feel like paradise here in a second is having JJ on.
I don't know. Is that going to feel like paradise?
Or a hurricane?
Yeah.
Who knows? The big storm might be coming.
JJ, you know, you're here by popular demand.
Jay, everyone has been wanting you on our podcast.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. You know, you guys want to hear the real stuff? It's good. It's good that you guys have me on here.
No. Maybe that's why they wanted him to come on.
I know. They're like, really tell us about the buzz. Well, you guys, we're so excited. We have our brother on. We call him JJ. His real name's Jonathan Jr. It's why it's JJ.
It's Jonathan Edward Garcia II. There's no Jr.
She's my sister.
They just called me John Jr.
You're about to get Bella brained on your own brother's name.
I knew the Edward was in there, but I knew the second J was for Junior. Whatever. Anyways, majority of you guys know him as Vacation or the Vacation JJ from Instagram. And actually, my brother was, what were you excited about yesterday? Who started following you?
Oh, the USA drinking team.
Yeah. My brother's so like, proud. You know, you made it when the USA drinking team follows you.
Absolutely.
And he got a DM.
Yeah.
And they're going to send him a t-shirt.
Yeah. I'm going to get some jerseys. It's a real deal.
We need to do like Bella's podcast with the USA drinking team.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Whenever Bree says certain things they drink, and we should see if they could really like stand up straight by the end of our podcast.
From what I've seen, they probably can, and they could probably put them down. They put them down pretty fast.
So all of you listening right now, you probably are like, oh my gosh, they're triplets. They all love to drink, hang out, and have fun. And we all kind of look alike too, so it's effed up. He's like really our triplet.
Speaking of F word, JJ, why don't you tell them what you just told us when you walked in?
Yeah, so I have two little girls. I have a 2.5-year-old, a 10-month-old. We literally just got off the boat right now in Tahoe. And my wife, Lola, was telling Vivian that she had to go do something. Oh, no, that she couldn't do something. And V just turned around and said, fuck it.
It's so hard not to laugh when kids say because it's so cute.
It is so cute. Like, you're like, don't laugh right now because then they think it's funny.
Yeah.
But then we go, what did you say? And she said, fuck it. And then we asked her who told her, and she just said, stupid told me. So we don't know who told her, and she's saying, fuck it now.
So now we have to figure out who stupid is.
We have to figure out who stupid is.
Well, in the poll yesterday with Vivian, we've always called her V. So I go, hey, V, come here. And she goes, that's not my name. My name's Vivian.
Ooh. Oh.
And I was like, whoa.
I love that. I love that she put Coco in place. So the other day I'm driving with Birdie. Someone cut me off and I screamed, dick. And it just was a natural reaction. Birdie goes, dick. And I go, no, Dodo. 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 And I started saying it. And then she started saying Dodo. But I haven't told Brian because Brian would be so upset at me.
Yeah, he's going to find out by her saying it.
Yeah, but she hasn't said
it yet. He's going to take like a baba away or do something burn down from that, and she's going to scream the D word at him.
I'm going to blame it on JJ. I'm going to be like, oh, she's been hanging around Uncle JJ too much.
You can't.
JJ, what we thought would be cool for our listeners is you give your side, like your perspective of when we're filming Total Bellas. Like, you know, people always, Bri and I, we get pretty deep here when we talk about our perspective and all that. But
and you kind of got thrown into it because you're our brother. We kind of gave you no choice. We're like, hey, you're filming.
Because now that Total Bellas is officially back, coming back early 2020.
Which is awesome.
Yes. Yeah. So we'd love to just hear your thoughts about it, your perspective on filming, all that type of stuff.
Man, it's wild. You know, I get that question sometimes for people like, just how is that life? And, you know, we're putting our lives out there. Now, you guys get really deep. You know, Laura and I, we put our relationship problems out there because, you know, we think that we can help people with it. And that's why, right? So, hey, we have problems, marital problems. Life isn't Instagram. It's not what it is. That's a highlight reel.
Totally.
All day, which is great. We do a lot of fun, cool stuff. But yeah, guess what? We argue. You know, we get in fights. We have problems. But we fight and we fix them. So it was tough putting that on there. But once you do it, and once I realized, like after the fact, it's actually pretty cool how the people reached out. But filming is, it's hard to explain. It's a really cool thing, but at the same time, it's a scary thing.
Yeah, is it stressful at all?
I mean, not for me, because I just have fun. And honestly, I don't give a shit what people think about me. Right. That's just who I am. Always been that way. People talk shit to me. I sort of think it's funny, or I'll talk shit back.
Yeah, and I do see you get in tweet wars with people.
Oh, I love it. I'll go, you know what? I'm bored right now. I'm going to stir some stuff up on Twitter.
Oh, my gosh. JJ, you're one of those.
Oh, it's great. So I'll be like, you know what? Manchester United suck. And all United fans come out and start screaming at me. I'm like, oh, here we go. I can't wait. I'm like, this will at least kill an hour and a half. And I'll just be totally wrong about it. I'll just keep pissing them off, like poking a bear. But, you know, and then you have all the haters, you know. No matter what, people are going to hate. First off, people, I think, look at me as a villain on our show. Because a lot of people probably don't have siblings. Because we're siblings. Yeah. I don't care I'm 33 and you guys are 35. I'm going to treat you like we're 10 and 12.
Totally.
Because that's what I love doing, and I have fun. Yeah, it's, that's, you know, that's
well,
why we're so close.
Well, with your personality, you're the prankster. You've always, like...
Joked with us.
The way you show love is like being very sarcastic and playing pranks. Like you do it to mom on the daily.
Yeah.
But you're her biggest protector and
100%. And that's
best friend.
And that's the side they really don't get to see. But and that's fine with me. I don't care. You can hate me. Just watch me.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
The thing is it's kind of Nicole and our karma because we always like doubled up on you and kind of beat up.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Poor we, like, JJ beat had
you
no up. Chance.
Remember
when
we throw
young.
You in the dark and just lock you outside?
It made me
like,
tough
oh,
though.
Mean.
It we did. I always say we made you the man you are today.
Yes.
Remember when we dressed you up as a girl? And Dad walked in. And he's like, "What are you doing to my son?"
Oh, yeah. We had him like dress, makeup,
curled his.
Oh, remember when you had a mullet growing up?
It's the best. Yeah. I might bring it back.
No, don't.
If Lola lets me, it's coming back.
You did have a mullet, but people used to think you were a little girl with that mullet.
Yeah, but because it's legit. I had beautiful hair. I have great hair.
We actually need to post a photo of one day of your legit mullet.
Oh, yeah. We should, yeah.
And Nicole and I would always cry laugh every time someone would say, "Hey, little girl." But this morning, actually, when I was getting coffee, someone goes to Birdie and is like, "What a cute little boy." And I was like, wow. Yeah, isn't that shocking?
But I guess, like, if you do see a lot of boys these days, especially like blonde boys, I feel like all the parents let them grow their hair out.
Yeah,
like,
they have the long, curly hair.
Yeah,
yeah. And I kind of
But she looks so
it.
Much like a girl. It's crazy.
Yeah, but I kind of went with it. I was like, yeah, he's cute.
I know. I always correct. I was like, her name's Alice. Oh, my bad.
So, Jay, how do you feel, like, being a dad? What's the reward and, like, all that? Well, the positives, the negatives?
There's plenty of pros and cons. When you have two babies that are losing it, there's a big con, you know. Pro is that they're the light of your life. So every day I'm laughing literally at Vivian. Yeah. I'm laughing at her in a good way. But, like, she's so funny. Alice is so adorable. They all have their breakdowns. I mean, you guys have your breakdowns and you're 35, you know. Right. You guys act like kids.
And, I heard what you just did there.
Yeah. But you know, it's a blessing. It's one of those things. And you know, Brianna, people say, "Oh, you're not going to know love until you have a child." Not a love. That's wrong. This kind of love. And it is a different kind of love. I lose sleep thinking about someone bullying my kid.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
And it's mind blowing. When I'm like, we're going to go to a park. I'm like, V's going to interact. I'm like right there.
Yeah.
I want to hear what's happening. And
I'm the same.
I'll push a little kid. I don't care.
JJ.
I know, I'm kidding. I wouldn't push a little kid. But you have that feeling of like, man, like, and they need this. They need not to get bullied, but they need to learn that, hey, not everyone's going to be nice to you. You know, there's different people out in the world. And unfortunately, to learn that, you sort of have to come face to face with it. And it's so hard as a parent to watch that because you don't want anything. I mean, you don't want to scratch on your kid, you know? Me, you know, I want to take all the pain away. You know, when she's sick, you know, make me sick. You know, I want you to be healthy. You know, that feeling. Yeah. So, you know, you miss out on stuff. You know, I'm pretty lucky. I don't miss out on too much. I have a good wife, and Lauren doesn't miss out on too much. We're pretty good. I'm like, hey, go do what you got, you know. Go live your life because your life doesn't need to stop because you have a kid. Right. Which people think, like, oh, I'm having a kid. My life's over. I'm like, no, it's not. Figure it out.
Well, you know, one thing I...
Be tired. Who cares?
Exactly. Yeah. I always feel the same. And one thing that I always kind of feel like isn't fair to you that I'll see people comment on social media or even like people I'll meet is I don't think they realize how hands-on you are. I think sometimes total Bella's kind of made you seem like you didn't care about the family. All you cared about was partying and all this. And not like... I think people are misunderstanding like that you're very much someone who balances it all and how hands-on you are. And that has to bother you, right? Seeing that?
Yeah, it does a little bit, but it's such a waste of time even dealing with those people. It's like, listen, I know what I do. You want to step in my shoes? You want to take care of my kids how I take care of them? Come on. Yeah. Guarantee you'd be running out that door, you know, or how Lauren does. She kicks ass too. But guess what? Yeah, damn sure I'm going to go hit the bar at night. But guess what? Guess who's up at 6 o'clock in the morning hurting a little bit but taking care of the kids, having fun? I am. I don't care. I know my consequences when I go have fun.
Oh, yeah.
My consequence is that I don't get to sleep until 10. It's those when those kids are up, that's when I'm up, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You just take a nap when they take a nap.
Exactly.
And that's like what I do. It's the best thing ever.
Countdown.
I can't wait till 12:30.
Like 1 hour.
Yeah. And I'm always like, Bird, are you excited? And I'm like, in 3 hours, let's do 3 hours today because mommy has a hangover.
It's like, how? Like, V, you look a little extra tired today. Should we take a nap at noon? No. Okay. We'll do 12:30.
Yeah.
But,
and Jay, you are so hands-on. So tell us as we wrap up, what are you excited? I don't want to say like, to showcase the most for Total Bella season 5, but what are you excited the most that people can expect from you for season 5?
Well, I'm just going to keep being me. So unfortunately for you girls, you know, it comes to pranks.
Jay,
here comes all the
all
fun stuff.
We all need vacation, JJ.
I mean, this is the thing. I don't care if it's a Monday or Tuesday. Everyone's like, yeah, it's going to be a good day. And that's what we need to make. And that's what I try to bring to the room. Try to bring that positive energy. And
well, I feel like for Total Bella season 5, I think it'll be great to get like a deeper look into JJ.
I agree. Like to show everyone
how
hard you
work. We want to see your soul a little bit.
And how smart you are.
Yeah.
And also I think people need to see how many times Nicole asked you to do things. Like Mom and Nicole think you're their assistant.
Mom.
Unbelievable.
When you asked JJ to go get, was it her passport that was in her sex toy drawer?
That's the worst thing ever.
Okay, first of all.
No, JJ.
Why would
JJ
you lead me to that drawer?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's disgusting. Like,
let
not,
JJ tell the story.
It's not even a sex toy. It's toys. Like, multiple. Like, it is a dedicated drawer that, like, you should put your underwear in that you have,
no,
like, you know, 50 pairs of underwear that you
stuff
put in
there.
No, it's like 20 sex toys.
Because, Jay, you're so gross.
Can you just tell our listeners exactly what happened?
Yeah.
So I was somewhere in a different state and WWE were traveling somewhere and I needed my passport. So JJ was in San Diego. So I called JJ. I'm like, JJ, you need to go to my closet and you need to get my passport. It's in the top drawer. Jay, you take it over.
So being the brother that I am, I go and do that willingly and as a nice brother, thinking that, oh, I might run into some socks and grab a passport. But no, I run into about 20 sex toys that she probably has used. And it was one of the worst things I had to come across. Like, it might be, no, it's not worse than walking on your parents having sex, but it's right there. Like, because now you're picturing, like, oh, my God. Well,
sick. Do you know how many times I've jumped on her bed and I've landed on a, not a dildo, what are they?
Vibrator.
Like
vibrator.
Breed twice.
So many times.
Too many times.
And I'm like, dang.
Put it away.
Yeah, you just, like, throw it in your bed. Like,
well, usually I stay pretty relaxed. I don't get up and mow the lawn and
no, but
the
worst
part
is she knows that you probably just used it because it's there.
Well, whatever. She's my twin
like,
sister.
And you probably didn't
and
even wash it.
And why is she running and jumping on an unmade bed? By the way,
because
that was like,
that's what you do.
Bree, when was the last time it happened? 10 years ago?
No, definitely not. For sure.
When you jumped on my bed and felt a vibrator.
Yeah.
You're lying.
No, it's actually documented on Total Divas when I did it.
Yeah, years ago. It was like 5 years ago.
It can't be 10 because Divas is only 10 seasons.
Yeah.
But
it definitely was.
It was like 4 or 5 years ago. Whatever.
Anyways, that's what Nicole does to us. She's such a sweet sister. Yeah,
lock them away.
Well, I actually threw my last stash away.
Oh, goodness. Well, you guys, we're going to keep fighting about Nicole's sex toys and whatever they are and wherever she keeps them. But I feel like there's a bigger fight ahead of us. So guess what? It is now time for Matchup of the Week. But first, a quick break. All right, before we get into our big family debate, the one thing we all can agree on is that Lake Tahoe is the best summer vacation, and also Absolut Juice is the best summer drink. So thank you, Absolut.
Yes, thank you, Absolut. And if you are new to our podcast for Matchup of the Week, each week Bree and I pick a topic to debate, and then we leave it up to you, our listeners, to vote on Instagram who won the debate. But because our brother is our special guest, we are going to make the debate today just a little different.
That's right. So what we're going to do is each one of us are going to have 30 seconds to debate who is our mother's favorite child. Then after that, we will have 2 minutes for a final arguments free-for-all. Okay, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, so Nicole, you'll let us know.
Even though I'm kind of torn, but yeah.
Who you think is mom's favorite child. And mom, if you're listening, we know you have one. So don't try to say.
I think every mom has one, don't they?
We should have Johnny videotape her listening to this.
We yes. should.
Because you will see her
it.
Reactions.
Yeah. Where she gets nervous, where she knows someone's
Giggle.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally. All right, Nicole, you ready?
I'm ready.
30 seconds starting now.
Okay, so originally I was going to come and say that it would be JJ, who's her favorite child, because that's always been the obvious. It's her baby boy. They love sports. They love to talk sports, watch sports together. So originally I was thinking, okay, JJ's going to be the favorite. But then I started thinking a little bit more, being an identical twin. Bree, you're totally mom's favorite. She babies you so much. You can never do any wrong in her eyes. And my mom laughs at everything she says, whether Bree's right or wrong or being the biggest brat. But my mom always.
Your time's up.
Bree, that's not fair. I have so much more to say.
Oh, now it's my 30 seconds.
If you say me, that will be mind blowing.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay, good. Are you going to nominate yourself?
All right, so my time started. Nicole's bitter because she's definitely not the favorite child in my eyes. So don't try to say I am because whatever. Anyways, her favorite child since day one, since she's given birth to him, is JJ. She has always overlooked everything. She lets him slide on everything. She's so lenient. She babies you still to this day. And she always protects you and sticks up for you. You can do nothing wrong in her eyes. Yeah. So you're her favorite. Thank you. 30 seconds is up.
That's just so false.
Okay, ready, Jay? You have 30 seconds to let us know who you think is mom's favorite child. Ready?
This is easy.
Here we go. Start.
It's the Nikki Bella at Instagram.
yeah.
Nicole moves to Tampa. Mom moves to Tampa. Nicole gets a Range Rover. Mom gets a Range Rover. Nicole wears these tight dresses. Mom's on these little dresses. It's just like, not only are you her favorite, she wants to be you. It's like a revert. Like, normally you should want to be mom. Mom wants to be you. It's crazy. Like, Nicole's like, I'm on a diet. Mom's like, I'm on a diet. And it's just, mom, Nicole, you're
your
mom's
time's
favorite.
Up.
And I do not think that is.
You guys, we will have 2 minutes to have a free-for-all, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. And Nicole, JJ, so you know, mm-hmm. every week likes to dominate me. And she tries to just be loud.
I got her.
Okay.
I got her.
Ready? Starting now.
First of all, mom does not want to try to be me. And
yes.
Bree,
yes, she does.
JJ, you have to admit that Bree can do her little voices to mom, and mom just giggles giggles.
No, mom does.
I never gets in trouble.
Because I'm easygoing. I don't challenge mom.
No, but there's a whole evolution. Bro. She is me, and then Brianna, but now it's you.
I don't think I'm mom's favorite
at
all.
Oh, my gosh. She wants that lifestyle.
No, she does not.
She
mom and I have amazing conversations. We both are on the same maturity level.
It has nothing about being smart or not.
I would not say the same maturity level.
Just a little bit more materialistic now.
Mom is
ever since you got more materialistic.
You think I'm materialistic?
Oh, for sure.
Oh God, what are you talking about?
Yeah, are you definitely serious?
I mean, you're still a humble, great person, but you're materialistic.
Yeah, you definitely.
You love
are.
The finer things in life like that.
Yeah, but I enjoy like stuff that takes longer to make, and I appreciate
like what?
Good.
What do you mean longer?
Oh,
to make?
Does a Range Rover take longer to
like
make?
Like Opus
than a
One
Honda?
Or Louis Vuitton?
Okay, this is my thing. Is that I literally, because I am around a mom all the time. Like, if I
because you're
vent,
a favorite.
No, if I vent about Nicole, she might agree with me. If I vent about JJ, let
me tell you something.
Beat up JJ for no reason.
No, but like, mom, anytime I got in trouble, mom be like, yeah, JJ probably did that. Like, she didn't be like, oh no, it wasn't my son. No, it can't be. No, she's like, yeah.
But then didn't want anyone to judge you for it.
And how about, okay,
for sure.
Hey, but how about this though? So we're here. Nicole's coming in. She's driving in, getting at 2:30 in the morning. Like, okay, that's your choice. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, we need a babysitter. And Maya said, yeah, I want to babysit. She basically calls me, tries to say, don't have Maya babysit because you would lose your parking spot. So
no, I would have lost my
what?
Parking
hey,
spot.
Hey, guess
that's
what?
Be mom
hey,
knowing
Lola,
her daughter
JJ,
drove 7
Lola,
and a half
JJ,
hours.
Lola JJ, don't have a nice family dinner with Andrew Shannon, who you never see, because Nicole needs a parking spot when she gets
here.
That
means that
I don't even
that
understand
is,
that.
She just called me. She goes, you know that she might lose her parking spot, right? I'm like, okay, Anne.
Mom gave me all her like old groceries that should have been trashed.
But this is
instead she like
this
left
is
and
the
like,
thing.
Yeah.
We have a few seconds.
I think I was supposed to go to
about
the
car spot. That was the night before the 4th of July, everyone. Yeah.
All right, you guys.
That's so easy. It's so
I mean, it's so easy. And I feel like all of you guys know. So we are going to put up, this is going to be interesting because I know you guys are going to have to just judge it by our debate because you didn't live our
full lives
with each other.
Unless they're total Bellas fans, I think they'll be able to know.
Yeah. But we're going to put it up on our Instagram stories. So we want all of you, our listeners, to vote. Who do you think is my mother's favorite child? Nicole, Brianna, or JJ?
Yes. And for all of you also listening in, tweet at the Bella Twins, hashtag Bella's Podcast, because I want to know, does your mom have a favorite? Are you a mom? And do you have a favorite? Because I feel like a lot of people, every family, there's favorites. So I want to hear it. So make sure to tweet at us and hashtag Bella's Podcast so we could see it.
And speaking of things that my mom really loves and what's her favorite is our host coming up. She's obsessed with his lips.
Brian, I think, is her favorite.
Brian might be your favorite
she
person
She has a crush.
In the world.
Like
yeah.
a little cute crush on
yeah,
her.
It's yeah, it's cute. But cute. That's right, you guys. That means next up, Brian returns for another edition of
Bella Brains.
As always, Bella Brains is hosted by my husband, WWE superstar, Daniel Bryan.
Thank you, Bree. Always glad to be back for another edition of Bella Brains, the hilarious weekly game show hosted by yours truly, where one twin leaves the room while I ask the other some questions, and we keep score to see who has the stronger Bella Brain.
Yes, and if you are new to the podcast, we are keeping track of who wins each week, and the first one of five wins gets a bottle of Dom paid for by the loser. And the current score is 2-2.
Yeah, and I'm super excited because this Bella Brains edition, I have someone to help me out. Birdie, can you say hi to everyone?
Hi.
All right, who is going to break this tie? Let's find out. It's time for
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
All right, who's leaving the room first?
I say Nicole leaves the room first so Birdie and I can, you know.
Fine.
Really.
Fine.
Okay, Brie, are you ready?
I'm ready. Birdie, are you ready? Okay, she shook her head, yes.
All right. For this week's Bella Brains, it's going to be all about numbers.
What?
I mean numbers. Just various numbers.
Birdie, you know 1 to 10, right?
Yeah, she sure does. Question number one. How many ounces are in a cup?
I'm trying to think. A cook. I should know this. 24 ounces.
24 ounces is incorrect.
Oh, damn.
And Birdie is yawning and slightly embarrassed by her mother.
Can I say, is it higher or lower?
It's lower.
5 ounces.
No.
12 ounces.
No. Two more guesses.
16 ounces.
No. One more guess.
6 ounces.
No.
Are you serious? What is it?
There are 8 ounces in a cup.
Oh, duh. It is 8 ounces.
It is 8 ounces. It's 100% 8 ounces.
Birdie, why didn't you help Mama?
Okay, and Birdie's not the only one in the room. This is the first time we've got an audience. So,
yay! Yay! See, that's why I didn't know it was 8 ounces.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, question number two. If you were traveling at 80 miles per hour, how far would you go in 90 minutes?
Well, if you're going 90 miles per hour.
You're going 80 miles per hour. How far would you go in 90 minutes?
What do you mean, how far?
How far would you go? How many miles would you go? If you're traveling at 80 miles per hour, how far would you go in 90 minutes?
80 miles.
80 miles in 90 minutes? Is that what it's called? Is it called 80 miles per 90 minutes?
Oh, no. Okay, so 80 miles per hour and 90 minutes, so add 30, so 80, and then so 80 plus 40, so 120?
Ding, 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 ding,
yes!
Ding, 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 ding. Wow. Okay. Question number three.
Okay.
If A divided by 3 equals 9, what does A equal?
Oh, it means I would be 3 times 9. What's 3 times 9? Birdie, tell me. 27.
Ding, 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 ding,
yes!
Ding, ding. All right. 2 out of 3.
Yay. Say yay, mama. Yay, mama.
Yay. Yay. Yay, mama.
Good job, sweet girl. Okay, let's bring Nicole in.
Okay.
But first, a quick break. Okay, Nicole, for this edition of Bella Brains, this is the numbers edition.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. How many ounces are in a cup?
8.
Ding, 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 ding.
You got that wrong? I wasn't thinking right. Wow. Whatever.
We know who doesn't drink their water.
Question number two.
I drink filtered out of the sink water. So
you should know 8 ounces even more.
No, I don't drink water bottles, plastic water bottles like you. Huh, Bird?
Okay. Question number two. If you're traveling at 80 miles per hour, how far would you go in 90 minutes?
If you were going what?
If you were traveling 80 miles per hour, how far would you go in 90 minutes?
120
Daddy
miles?
Have, no.
80 miles per hour.
Oh, wait, yes. Sorry.
I was like,
sorry.
Wait.
I was distracted by Birdie.
Oh, yes.
Okay, question number three. If A divided by 3 equals 9, what does A equal?
36?
No.
27.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
Ding.
Everyone, just so you know, my strata user fingers.
There's a reason why we have fingers.
Why do we have fingers?
Yeah.
Well, one of them's for counting. Hi, you want to come to Dodo? I think Dodo just beat Mama.
She did.
So the official score is now 3-2 Nicole. That's it for this edition of
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Thank you, Brian, for hosting another edition of Bella Brains.
Yes, thank you, Brian. And now it's time for Bella Army Q&A.
As always, tweet at Bella Twins with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, and we might pick your question to answer on the show.
Yes, this week we're answering a tweet from at Chad underscore Kazawa 91. Chad, I'm sorry. I think I said your last name.
Kazo.
That was so bad.
Kazo? Yeah.
Oh,
Kaso.
My gosh.
K-A-S-S-O-W.
So you got Kazawa out of that? What'd you say?
Well, sometimes people have accents.
A-H.
Okay, can I just read his question?
Yes.
Jeez. Chad writes, who's the oldest between Nikki, Brie, and JJ? Hashtag Bella Army, hashtag Bella's Podcast. Well, I mean, I know Brie and JJ look older than me, but I'm actually the oldest, even though I look younger.
And as you could tell, listening to this whole entire podcast, she's very bossy, so she seems years, years older than us. But Nicole is actually only 16 minutes older than me, and then we are 2.5 years older than our brother,
yeah.
JJ.
And Brie, you're calling me bossy. I'm going to bring your husband on the podcast because what I've been witnessing.
Bossing my husband around is not the same bossing siblings around like you.
Wow.
You act like our second mom.
Whatever.
It is true.
Right?
So, but in school.
Cake story.
I was just going to say that we are two grades older than JJ.
It doesn't matter, but Brianna had a party and you broke it up.
Yeah.
You walked out of town and you broke up the party.
You literally came
You're our
in.
Sibling. And yeah. you pointed at everybody to get them out.
And you had this big dark cloud over your head. And
there
you
was
kicked,
no dark
just,
cloud.
Just because your date didn't go well, you take it out on us and kick us in the keg out.
No, I was sleeping.
Do you weren't. You came home from a
sleeping.
Date with. No, you didn't.
You guys had TJ make sure that I stayed sleeping.
Oh, that's true.
No, but she came home first.
No, I was sleeping.
No, but she came home first. Got mad. TJ calmed you down. You went to bed.
Yeah.
That you came home and you just start
pointing.
No, I pointed,
trust me, I remember it so well. I pointed at people when I woke up because you all snuck in after I went to sleep.
All I know is, do you understand how hard it is in high school to do a keg? And you ruined our party.
Everyone see your face right
now.
We
stole the keg from another party.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, good for you guys. Well, you know what? You're going to really be thankful when your little girls grow up and I do the same thing to them.
Yeah, I guess that's what? True.
Exactly.
They'll think you're like a grandma by that time.
Good. And grandma, I'm going to let them have parties. How about that?
What, they're throwing parties at your house?
I'm like, look, we could go to Five Star Resort. Have a nice, here we just go. Kidding.
No wonder mom loves you.
I'm not materialistic.
By the way, it was a joke.
Okay. Sure. No, it just flowed so natural, though. Yeah.
Chad, so now you know I'm the oldest, Bree's the second, the middle, whatever, and then JJ's the youngest. Yeah, so.
You know, I act the most mature, I handle myself the best, have the biggest family. Yes, I am the youngest.
Usually someone who says that, you know, doesn't. So on that note, that's it for this week's Bella Army Q&A. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to today's podcast.
Yes, and thank you, JJ, for making your first appearance on our podcast. We hope there's many more.
Thank you for having me. Had a blast. You know, I love debating, so it was a good time.
Always a good time. And speaking of debates, make sure to vote for the winner of this week's Matchup of the Week on Instagram.
Yes, and tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And please show us some love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe.
And special thanks to Brian for being a great Bella Brains host.
Until next week, remember to stay fearless.
And you always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.